Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops Infused Hard Seltzers.
Hey! Happy hour number three. Welcome back in, everybody. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call the Fan Sports Network. Good morning to everybody. This is one of the weirder shows that we are ever going to do. Not often do we do an entire show on one topic. We were supposed to talk to Josh Pate here for the Daily Ticker, which, as always, is brought to us by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Did you know they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, count them up, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Coastal locations that you can go check out and stop by. Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, Lincoln City, and Rockaway Beach. They are Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. We have called a hot route on Josh Pate. We thought that'd be too weird. Let's not do 15 minutes of football and pretend as if the head coach of the Blazers did not get arrested by the FBI this morning at 4 o'clock.
This is maybe the wildest thing to happen in our sports lives.
Yes, yes. There's also a basketball angle to this that I'd love to talk about at
some
point.
We can get to like that part.
We got two more hours to go. There's a lot of room to explore here. I'm going to kind of reset things. But I wanted to give you a quick update tomorrow, and thanks to your due diligence on this, Josh Pate will be on the show at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, very, very kind. I said, Friday. Dude, we got a call in Omaha. And he goes, I saw the news, man. You let me know the time, and it'd be 7 a.m.
He was on ESPN this morning in the middle of the breaking news. He's well aware of what is going on. So Pate, kind enough to move his hit to tomorrow. Let's get a quick reset. Good morning, everybody. If you're a late riser, at least this is late in our world.
Right.
There's a bit of breaking news out there today. The head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, was arrested by the FBI for participating in illegal poker games involving the mafia. For more details. Now, do we know this guy's name, the U.S. attorney? Do you guys remember his name?
I thought Patel was talking about Bondi here, but then he specified.
It is Eastern U.S. attorney for Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella Jr.
Okay. Joseph Nocella Jr. Okay, before I get to that, I'm going to play that and kind of give you a quick fresher. Two other notes that I'd like to point out. That is, this is always an evolving story. One, shout out to the listener who sent us the Toronto Rangers logo and made that, because that's the funniest thing that's happened in quite some time.
Yeah.
There's also, and I saw this earlier, somebody tweeted it to us, and I didn't click on it because I just thought it was a Reddit conversation of the news of today, and I'm like, I don't need Blazer fans on Reddit reacting to this. We're reacting to it live on the air.
Yep.
There was a story that came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, one of our listeners tagged us the screenshot of it.
2 years ago.
And I don't remember, I visit Reddit, you know, not every day, but I like to visit and see what fans are talking about, if there's something I missed. And I missed this one. I just didn't recall seeing the story.
2 years ago, there was a note in a podcast that is, I believe, hosted by somebody by the name of Matthew Berkey.
Yep.
He is a well-known professional poker player for over 20 years, and he's lived in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
close friends, you know, poker coaching company, all this different stuff. And 2 years ago in a podcast, he alleged that Chauncey Billups was scamming people out of thousands of dollars running rigged private poker games in L.A. and Las Vegas. 2 years ago.
Now, look, there's a lot here, right? And again, the legalities make this tough. I don't recall seeing that, but you have... I mean, it's just kind of natural to wonder a lot of stuff today. I really yes. believe that. And it doesn't mean yes. that your takes are... You don't need takes. Like, if this is kind of thrown out in a podcast, nobody throws that to the organization. I just... The whole thing is
so bizarre.
And then he
got a contract extension last year after winning 36 games, but I digress. Oh. So I just... That is a whole nother can of worms that we can get to at some point. But if you're just getting in your car, here is the U.S. Eastern District Attorney explaining... What was going on and how Chauncey Billups is involved.
Now, I would like to turn to the other case, United States versus Aiello, the rigged poker game case. Beginning as early as 2019, the defendants in this case orchestrated a scheme to use wireless cheating technology to run rigged poker games across the United States, including in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
Ooh, buddy. They go from there then to explaining how the game was set up and how it was operated to steal money from people.
What the victims, the fish, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from the dealer to the players, including the face cards, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The off-site operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback.
So essentially, he helped lure people in, knowing that the games were rigged, and was in cahoots with the mafia. Multiple different mafia crime families were named in this. If you want to go back and listen to the entire press conference, you can scroll back on the podcast of our show to about 7 a.m. Or if you're watching on YouTube, you can go back and do that as well. We played the entire thing. It started with Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, and then went to that gentleman. And so that's kind of a summation of why he was arrested and the charges that he has been accused of today.
Joe Freeman tweeted about 20 minutes. Official charges, laundering conspiracy, wire fraud conspiracy. Going to appear in court in later this afternoon and then be arraigned on his indictment in Brooklyn in a future date.
Yep. And
but you know what's crazy? Oh, I mean, you know what's crazy.
All of it's crazy, yeah.
All of it is.
Yeah, pretty crazy day.
Like, you just take away from this part of it, he used a celebrity and his name, and he duped people, and reportedly, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
To get money. Like, there's an audio clip of Ann Edwards shirtless last night saying, "We don't get any days off in Portland anymore. This team's good."
Yeah. On the heels of a encouraging and exciting opening night where, yes, it ended up in a loss, but your team played hard. You had great games from a handful of guys.
Dude, if this was college football, we would be saying, what a great loss.
Yes, that's a quality loss. That's not going to hurt your strength of record,
no,
your strength of schedule. That's going to be looked upon fondly, Notre Dame, at the end of the year. And instead, today we're talking about how the coach is on the way out, and you're going to find a new one.
New York Police Commissioner, I guess, on Terry Rozier specifically, said the quote, "As the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched. not for injury, but for integrity. He's writing like one-liners in these things.
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing now at this point. They had the line in this one earlier where, you know, basically they tried to say you're innocent until proven guilty and everybody deserves a right in a court of law, blah, blah, blah. And then said, but you, your days of scamming people are over. You can bet on that.
If Neil O'Shea is holding a water bottle this morning, that is comedic timing.
Yeah, thanks for one last kick in the nuts, Neil O'Shea. And I think the follow-up
we
to this...
We also extended him once Neil was
gone. Well, and
I
think that's what I want to get to next. So as we're trying to, like, everybody's wrapping their heads around this. That
it's
was
crazy.
The press conference from earlier. Again, you can go find that on the podcast. It was, we played it about 7:10-ish, 7:15-ish is when it started, somewhere in that range. And we carried it live and got all the details. There's a lot in there that you can kind of unpack. And so it's on YouTube or go back on the Odyssey app and you can find it.
Yep.
Just about an hour ago is when that press conference started. I wanted to start diving into a little bit of the other side of like what, like somebody texted this in. What do you think the player group chat's like right now,
dude?
Because you know they
it's
have
gotta
one.
Gotta be nuts.
There's been a story recently about the Laker group chat when Anthony Davis realized that he was traded and what he said to the group chat.
It was Bronny that
Bronny
told
was
him.
Like, "Hey, Anthony Davis, I think he got traded," and that back and forth. What do you think Blazer players are texting each other right now?
I think the first one has to be. Send link to story.
Yes.
Dog. What?
What? And then everybody else responding. Huh?
Exclamation point emojis.
No way. No way. No way. No. Like, and just what it means for that, what it means for the team, where they go from here. Like, there's a lot of follow-up questions. Just from, like, the Chauncey Billups stuff, like, whatever.
It's going to sort itself out.
I'm not crying over any of that. I don't even know if he was a good head coach. He got extended for winning 36 games. He has one of the worst winning percentages for a head coach in the history of the league, and it was never fair to totally pin that on him because the roster was built to tank for a couple of seasons. But this idea, like, we're not losing
I know.
We're not losing, like, Pete Greg Popovich here, okay? Like, we don't even know if Chauncey Billups is a good head coach. Portland will be fine. But where do they go from here, and who else is implicated in it? I want to start diving into the basketball. Also, a little bit of what we saw last night, and will that be the team that we see all year? Will that be the level of performance? Will that change with this
yeah,
news?
What happens now?
And an interim head coach. A lot of follow-up questions from a basketball side of it. We'll start diving into that next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Somebody making a joke at the fan text line. What if the group chat isn't surprised at all? Like, I'm sure he was gambling. We're on the team playing gambling all the time. I'm not surprised at all he's tied up in illegal poker games. Yeah, well, yeah, Chance, oh, yeah, I saw that coming. Yeah, nobody's surprised by that.
Good morning. Played him, I beat him. I didn't know how he kept beating, winning money from people.
Kept winning money over
and
over.
That makes sense.
Had pocket aces every hand, man. It didn't quite make sense. Now I all get it. Chauncey Billups arrested this morning by the FBI for being in cahoots with the mafia and illegal gambling, illegal poker games, luring people in, stealing their money, essentially.
By the way, a poll question going up. Who would you rather have as the interim coach, Nate Bjorken or Damian Lillard?
I mean, that's the whole other angle to this that I'd like to start talking about a little bit. Because, like, as of now,
we know who it's going to be. I mean, really.
Well, we do know. I know. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying as of now, in terms of the breaking news on Chauncey Billups, it's kind of like, this is it. He's been arrested. He'll appear in court later today.
Yep.
The details are out there. We know the details. There's no point in continuing to go over them over and over and over again. We'll do a reset a little bit later on here this morning in the show. To, if ever anybody's new listening and, you know, you're up at 9 a.m., we'll tell you what's happened and play some audio for you. But the other side of this is the basketball side of it, which is far more important to me. I don't care about Chauncey Billups getting arrested that much. He sounds like a scumbag. Time will tell on that.
Oof,
but what he's alleged, he is a horrible person.
Yeah.
If what he was doing ends up being proven true, not to mention the allegations that already existed in his past when Neil O'Shea was sipping a water bottle saying, let's shut down these questions and not answer them anymore. There was a clip. We were all geared up to talk about the Blazers opening game today. Anthony Edwards after the game in Minnesota. For Minnesota last night, he was unbelievable, and he had a quote basically saying, the days of coming to Portland and getting an easy win are over. This is not an easy team to beat. They're physical. They're big. They're going to guard you 94 feet away from the hoop. Chauncey has his guys playing hard. They're coming at you in waves. And it was funny because that was kind of the takeaway that I think a lot of people were going to have of, like, not the quality losses or moral victories should be a thing in professional sports, but in a year where you're trying to show that you can hang with better teams and that you've taken a step, it was a really encouraging sign last night to see some of the things that we saw. And now the million-dollar question is, what does this do to your season? These are uncharted waters for everybody involved, not to mention just coaches leaving or getting fired. You just had your head coach get arrested by the FBI after the opening game of the season. We're not 20 games into this thing. They just started last night. You got another game tomorrow against the Golden State. Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are coming to town tomorrow night
after
to play
a nice
you.
Opening win
after
for them.
A nice opening win for them, looking
you
very
know who else
good
is coming back. Terry Stotts.
Terry Stotts.
Boy, he's going to walk in that room feeling a little different.
Can we bring Terry back? Is that possible? Get him on the phone. I just, like, before I get to the front office and how this plays out for Joe Cronin, who I think his whole future and everything within the organization is now in question, I would imagine, with this big of a news.
There has to be a lot up in the air right now.
This is an impossible question to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyways.
Yeah.
How the hell does the team respond to this? What does this do to your season? Do you get a come together factor that you start playing harder? Do you? I don't know even how to begin to make sense of what this means on the basketball court, which is far more important, I think, to the vast majority of fans than whatever happens to Chauncey Billups in his future.
None of us know.
No.
This is a mere guess, right? Like, everybody's going to tell you that what they say is accurate here. The only way we're going to know is by seeing it. You just hope, I think, internally, that the leaders of that team, the real veteran guys who have seen some S in their time in the league, right?
Thankful to have Dame and Drew around right now because they've been
Jeremy,
around a long time.
Dame,
yeah.
Drew, I mean, Tease has been in the league for a hot minute, right? Yeah. Like, these guys have seen some stuff. Now, I know this is different. This is a one-off in maybe NBA history with how you lost a coach. You just hope that they get together today. They internally say, Nate, you're the guy. We got to deal with this legality stuff. You bring the team in, and they have honest conversations, and this is a rally cry. Not for Chance, more just like for them. Because now it has to be about for them. And Chauncey, very well respected within that organization as the coach of the team. But that's done, dude. Like, I have a hard time after hearing what that attorney said, even if you are able to sign, kind of skate on a punishment of some sort, how are you getting out of that? And then how are you going to be the coach still?
Right.
All of it's a bad look. You just have to hope that they go in, and I don't even know if they have the talent necessary to beat Golden State, who might be a step better with Jimmy all year.
Yeah, Kuminga looked great in opening night for them, too.
But I thought you brought up a good point. Ann Edwards was in the locker room last night, and he lost to them here last year, but he said they're different. They're different. And that was a great loss, if there ever was one in the NBA.
The reason you lost the game is because they have an Anthony Edwards and you don't have an Anthony Edwards. It's as simple as that.
Like,
you
also lost because Shaden, Drew, and Denny collectively made threes or three threes total. Like, they weren't good from behind the arc, and that's going to happen. But
Their offense petered a little bit at the end of the game.
I hope it's something that it brings them together
with the young guys just not really caring about anything outside of their TikTok world and the veterans going, we're here, we're playing for one another.
Yeah.
You bring the same effort you brought against Minnesota, you absolutely could beat Golden State. So we're going to have to wait and see on it. But that's all you can hope for, is that collectively they rally as a group for themselves and just try to move on. They cannot control what just happened, right? They're going to be asked about it, obviously. And I don't even know what they're going to say other than maybe no comment. But
sure,
there's nothing they can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it as a player.
I think that the interesting part is just the distraction that it causes, and does that impact your season? Because I'm with you. You would hope there would be a kumbaya effect where guys are coming together. It's great to have leadership in the locker room to try and stitch everything and weave everything back into the fold. But like, this is going to be something they're going to... Like, imagine their press availability before the game on Friday at shoot-around. How many... I mean, they're going to get bombarded with questions about this for weeks on end. When they go on the road for the first time, and you're dealing with road media, and you got to talk after the game, like, it's just going to be something that they're going to have to deal with. And so it will challenge just their focus and their attention to detail and all the other things, because it's very easy to allow something like this to kind of snowball and derail your season. And I'm with you. I hope that that doesn't happen, because it's funny. I saw a tweet from Joe Simons, who does the postgame show with Danny, and he had a point that I actually, when if I would have read it last night, I would have been like, yeah, man, because I've been somebody that's been on the other side of the fence. Essentially, like, even the most pessimistic Blazer fan out there has to have a semi-positive takeaway from this. This is a team that plays hard. They're built in the identity that they've been trying to build. That's getting lengthy guys that play defense, and they're going to play with effort and intensity, and like, that's going to be good for a certain amount of wins. And you get these little, you know, all your young guys locked up under contract that you care about. Shaden just got the deal done. Kamara's got the deal done. Denny's got a great contract. Like, even the most pessimistic Blazer fan has to come away from that game saying, you know what, that was kind of fun. I'm relatively encouraged. And then the next morning, this bombshell drops. Like, the very next day, after I was ready to come in and be like, you know what, this is kind of fun again. I'm looking forward to watching games. We got new ownership. It's a fresh start. Like, I've been reinvigorated as a fan for the first time, what feels like in a while. I gave the thought yesterday, this is the most excited I've been for a Blazer season since the year after they went to the conference finals. That's genuinely how I felt, because it just felt like you were blowing like a fart in the wind for a couple of years there with no direction, no purpose. Your owner didn't care. She's checked out. And now finally it's like, man, things are kind of going in the right direction. And the second I feel that way,
I mean, I also think, you know, totally fair. I think a lot of people were like that, right? Like, even if people were like, these guys are kind of hyping up a team that's not that good. I mean, it wasn't we were claiming they were going to be a title contender. It was more just, can they take that real step? And the real step to me is play-in. I will just disagree with the idea that the play-in didn't matter. The play-in matters. It's a step in the right direction. You haven't been a playoff team in four seasons. You are on the verge of having one of the longest droughts in your franchise's history of having no playoffs, let alone play-in. And so I just wanted to see it. And whether you are positive somewhere in the middle or even a little negative about it, how, if you watched that game last night, you don't conclude they weren't even that impressive from offense. They scored 114 points.
No.
I mean, imagine a game where...
Denny didn't make a three. Did he end up making one? I think he was 0 for 1.
I think he
made it,
zero.
He made it early.
He was 0 for 6.
He didn't make them in the fourth quarter.
0 for 6 and 3. Drew was 1 of 7. Yeah. Shaden was 3 of 9 from 3.
Klingon was their best three-point shooter.
Yeah, he was 50% from the field. And so, like, even with a night where you didn't even play that good of basketball, your defense continued to keep you in it. And your offense on a bad night scored 114 points. Now, that's not going to be every night in the league. We know that, but...
No.
You were so right in the difference in that game was the end of the day, basketball always be great offense will beat great defense. Yeah. Ann Edwards was guarded by who? Tamani Kamara.
Tamani Kamara.
Elite defender.
Yeah.
And I'm not even faulting Tamani. That
was great
amazing
defense.
Step back.
Yes.
Yeah. And he hit the shot. Like, that ultimately is where it shakes out. What team has been in the back-to-back conference finals in the West?
Yeah, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
So, like...
They have an Ann Edwards.
You went toe-to-toe with them in a season where people were excited, hyped. You gave them a show. And you played a team really tough that has a lot of respect in your conference. It's a great start. This just sucks. Yeah. I mean, there's no other way around it. And I really hope the players can... I don't even know, man. This could just as well derail their thought process for at least the next game. But you hope that they're able to kind of move
on. And
then
they got a mini road trip and then an East Coast road trip coming up soon.
Like, they play the Lakers twice in their first seven games.
Yeah, we know there's one game, and they may not even be favored in it now after what the Jazz did last night. So,
The Clippers. I think it's on Sunday, right? They play the Clippers on Sunday.
They play Clippers, but they play the Jazz.
Oh, wow.
I think it was the Jazz or something like that.
Home
I don't
opener
know.
For the Jazz, whatever. Somebody tagged us. I guess last night in his press conference, he used the term, let the chips fall.
Yeah, he did.
Not that that's not a common expression, but.
Common expression.
So do you? How do you want to do this? Do you want to roll on with more like, how are they going to react? Or do you actually want to talk about the play?
Yeah, let's get to the game a little bit. I don't care, dude. Like I mean, I should say I don't care. I think I will move on, and I would imagine most Blazer fans. Is there an emotional connection at all in the city to Chauncey Billups?
I would probably beg that's the opposite.
Right? Like just, oh, he got extended?
No. Okay. Some last year, I think, turned maybe
we had that
opinion.
With Terry Stotts because he was here for so long, and you had the conference finals run, and he had the great relationship with Dame. Like when he got fired, that felt more, that almost felt like a more emotional story. This is just kind of like, wait, what? There's a shock to it.
Yeah, you would run into Terry Stotts out and about. Like he would go do things with his wife and
yes.
in the city.
He wouldn't fish you into illegal poker games.
No, he'd randomly be at a Winter Hawks game.
Allegedly.
Like, just hanging out.
Can we be honest about something?
Sure.
If Chauncey invited you to a poker game,
dude, he would have fished the hell out of me. Yeah. If he was like, hey, Dirt, you want to come to a... sends me a random DM. What's up, Chauncey?
$200 buy-in, Sprague, you in?
Yeah, well, dude. Yeah, playing poker with Chauncey Billups? Yeah, man, I'll come play poker with you.
I'm going to guess the buy-in was a little higher when you asked what the buy-in was.
I think
was.
The buy-in would have been a little bit above my pay grade.
All right, let me live in a world where $200 buy-in's good.
I just couldn't catch any cards tonight, man. It was the weirdest thing.
You know, they kept knowing when I had aces.
Yes, every time I had ace king, somebody
How
would have.
Did you keep hitting full houses?
Just, it's what? Wild, man. The luck that Chance had that night that I played poker with him. Banana stuff. So I think to that point, the basketball to me is almost a bigger story in just terms of what it means for the rest of the season. Some people say not a concern. I just wanted to bring it up. You're probably right. These are professional athletes. Like, show up on Friday, keep going. Like, the identity is there. The teamwork is there. Like, I don't see this group crumbling. I just wanted to ask a question.
Becomes. What they have to figure out, what Joe Cronin has to figure out, is who's going to step in. He's got to do a press conference at some point.
The Blazers still have not said a peep.
Emails yet.
Well, I'm sure they're
probably
consulting with lawyers
to
make sure they don't
ChatGPT lawyer
more problems.
This one.
How do we get out of this contract for cause and not have to pay him a dime? How about you get arrested by the FBI and that's how you get out of the contract without having to pay him a dime?
That person, I'm going to lean on that person, the same opinion. I think this team just genuinely loves to play basketball, and I think they all have like a toughness about them, but I'll counter and say this. You've never seen this in the history of the league.
No.
A coach arrested by the FBI. It's truly one of one.
It's truly one of one. Now, the likely replacement, Nate, is it Bjorkgren?
It's Bjorken. Bjorken.
Bjorken.
Bjorken. Is it G-R-E-N at the end? Are we sure?
Bjorken.
Because listeners are saying we're saying it wrong. So I'm just trying to... This is probably going to be a name that we're going to need to know. And I just wanted
Doesn't
to...
matter.
Okay.
Nate?
I think it's Bjorkgren is how you say his
Nate
last
B,
name.
Nate B, man.
Let's
go Nate B.
He's likely going to be the interim coach at
Karen
some point.
About text police right now. Is he? Or is it going to be Dame? Some are asking poll questions.
God, Dame being a player coach, first one since Bill Russell, would be phenomenal.
I mean,
maybe there was
one
after that.
He already owns a car dealership. What do all coaches end up doing? They end up getting car dealerships.
Sitting over there cheering anyways. Let him drop some plays. What's the worst that could happen? Let's get to the basketball side of this
hey,
a little
Tamani,
bit.
Play harder. Okay, thanks, coach.
All right, thanks, coach. Thanks, Dame. I appreciate it, man. Let's get to the basketball side of it and what we saw last night. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Our heads are spinning just like yours are. If we get any more breaking news, we will pass it along to you. Any more details that come out, we will pass it along to you. We'll reset for the new audience. If you're just getting in your car, Chauncey Billups was arrested by the FBI this morning. So we had a 4-hour show planned, and all of that plan went directly out the window. But what did we see on the floor last night that we liked? Let's dive into that a little bit next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I love taking a look at the fan text sign during a commercial break. Somebody just texting in, "Oh my God, Billups!" And I just responded, "What happened?
Good morning."
Hi.
Hi.
Nate Bjorkren.
You know, a lot of people said the Jailblazer era was more entertaining anyways, as the last time we were nationally relevant and had a chance to win was when we were the Jailblazers. And so,
I hate to be mean too, but
maybe we got that.
A little bit of this on the name correction stuff.
No one cares!
Nate,
well, if he ends up becoming the full-time permanent head coach after the year, then I think it would matter. He's going to be the interim head coach. That will come
That's
out at some point.
That's going to be their choice. Is
Who
the
else are you going to go with?
No. You said permanent guy at the end of the year.
Oh, I don't know. I guess Touche. I don't think Dundon would do that, but I also don't. Like, if you hire the interim guy and he ends up winning, what if you make the playoffs this year? You keep, like, that's cart in front of the horse situation. I don't have that big of a fear. If Jody was still the owner, he would 100% become the full-time head coach. Whether he won 12 games the rest of the year or 47, they would just give him the job because that's what we do to people in Portland under Jody Allen.
Now, what sport, it has to be football, right? Where if your coach is arrested by the FBI, it has the biggest impact? Has to be football.
Easily football.
Hmm.
Not even close. The manager of a baseball team could sit in the clubhouse for four innings. I don't think you would actually notice. If the starting pitcher's cruising, basketball's the same way. So I don't get John C. standing up yet. Like, yeah. Who was the former head coach that we had on staff last handful of years from OKC? The old OKC coach. What was his name? He's not on the staff anymore.
Oh, Scotty Brooks.
Scotty Brooks, thank
Scotty
you.
Brooks.
He would always walk up, I feel like, and tell Chauncey something, and then Chauncey would say it anyway.
Yeah,
like,
I kind of felt like, that way. I think it's Bjork right
he
now.
He was like the coach behind him, like, "Chauncey, tell him to play a zone right now." And then Chauncey would yell out,
"Chauncey, call timeout.
Set a screen. Like, it felt like that's how coaching went the last 2.5 years here, so... maybe we should have held on to that guy. He at least had head coaching experience. He's got to be kicking himself right now. Like, dude, I could have been the interim head coach of the Blazers.
Scotty doesn't know.
And we got rid of him, and now we got to hire a guy who's never been a head coach before. Let's get to a little bit of the on-the-court stuff last night. So,
P1 Lawrence, do we have the most street cred in the NBA now? We're
back, baby. I feel like we got our swagger back today. Oh, is this going to be the best thing that's ever happened to the Blazers? Because it might be. The combination of Jody Allen selling and then getting our street cred back, now we're the Jailblazers again, and having the chance to kind of clean house and go get a new, like, I think from a basketball angle, there's some very exciting outcomes that could play out here. Last night, the game starts, Portland just red hot from the get-go, 35 points in the opening quarter, lighten it up. You had Jeremy Grant come off the bench, which... This was the big frustration for me last year at times when face card Billups would say, "We got to bench Shade and Sharp in order to incentivize him to play harder because we don't just hand things out. We don't just give away playing time while simultaneously looking you straight in the eye and telling you that that didn't
belong to, that same label didn't belong on Anthony Simons or Jeremy Grant, who were doing nothing and not playing hard night in and night out. I had a really hard time with that as a fan. And here you get Jeremy Grant off the bench, and it's like, hey, look at that. You lit a fire under his ass. He was incredible. Now he just had a hot night shooting, but he was impactful in other ways. I thought a lot of the intangibles of what Joe Cronin has tried to build from a team showed up last night, and then you just ended up having a really rough offensive fourth quarter. And so it felt like, for me, and I don't know how you felt, but it felt like a perfect encapsulation of how we view this team this year. Of defensively, they're going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. They're going to play hard more often than not. All of a sudden, this is now in question, but maybe not. And then when you need to, and you're in a late-game situation, and things bog down, and teams tighten up defensively, where are you going to go for offense? And in the fourth quarter, they had 19 points, and that was one of the bigger concerns everybody universally had about this team. Jrue Holiday was great last night defensively, didn't have a great night shooting the ball, did have an early three late in that game with, like, what, 2 minutes to go, and you're like, man, Jrue, you're one of six. Why is, come on, like, let's look for a better shot than that. They're going to need to find ways to be more creative offensively late in the game, but what were the big takeaways on the floor last night as Portland fell 118-114 in the road?
Hard to add much to that entire explanation of the game that you just said, other than, yeah, man, like, the internet can react how the internet wants to, and it's always emotional, and we live minute to minute, sometimes game to game, and we don't really give context fully all the time when we react to it, but, like, it ultimately breaks down if they had Anthony Edwards and you don't. So, are you going to have a game where Drew's on fire and maybe his 30-point performance wins it for you? Yeah. Denny? Yeah. Shaden? Probably. Jeremy had it last night. They just didn't capitalize. They were up 7 going into the fourth quarter. For me, I kind of more look at not so much like the how. We know how it didn't work for them. They have Anthony Edwards. I more look at the other stuff that did work, and then, like, on the nights they don't shoot collectively, like, 4 for whatever from three, with the three guys of Denny, Drew, and Shay.
I mean, even as a team, they were only 31% from three last night. It was bad.
They're going to have to play small. Is that not the takeaway from everybody else? Because, like, I like Young. It's a fun thing. He is not ready. And I think we saw a guy not ready. We saw a league.
And it's also one game, but yes, no, I agree with the takeaway.
Yeah, I know. But, like, teams are gearing up for this dude. He's not going to fly under a radar. He's the biggest Chinese star in the world right now. He got all the attention at Summer League. Like, he's not going to come in some nameless, faceless rookie. He's going to come in with some people knowing or hearing of him. And so I'm not saying that they're going to go take him out. It's just, like, I don't know how really ready he is, because last night, he didn't look ready. And so if he's your backup big, as long as Rob Will is out, you're going to have to run small.
That killed him at times late in the game.
Well, it kills him when you're rebounding, right? Like, again, Chauncey, before he was arrested, he talked about this year attacking the glass. And Minnesota had more offensive rebounds. So it's another example of, you're not doing quite what you need to do, but you're going to have to trade some of that because you got to play small. Because Young is just going to have to develop, and you're going to have to wait to see it, I think, in a far more consistent manner. And so you're going to have more those nights from him than I think you are the pie in the sky Chinese Jokic stuff, certainly. So you're going to have to run small, which can work to your benefit. And ultimately would have if three guys don't shoot as poorly from behind the arc as they did. And I don't bank on that to regularly be happening. But
no. And you're not going to play Anthony Edwards every night.
No, but your shooting woes and your offensive big moments, we need a bucket, those are two things we all talked about, and they kind of showed themselves last night.
Yeah, some of the concerns did rear their ugly head. I will say this, too. It also kind of highlights the interesting situation they're in, and this was before any of the big breaking news this morning, and that was just that they're building. This is kind of a continuation of, we're pushing, this is win now time, but we also have guys who are developmental pieces that don't necessarily help us win now. And it again gets back to the original question that we've been asking for the last couple of years, is what is more important, winning games or developing players? Like, I'm with you in completely about Young Hanson. He had a 5-minute stretch in the first half. They brought him in. Was that early second quarter they brought him in? I can't remember now.
No, Young's first start, when he first came in, was 7 minutes in the first.
Okay, so first quarter. He played a total of 5 minutes last night, and to my knowledge...
Because it was pretty clear right away.
Yes. To my knowledge, he did not play a second in the second half.
Ooh, I'll go look at the substitutions, but you might be right on that.
I felt like I was kind of in and out, putting the kid down, and then finally getting in, you know, kind of late third quarter is when I had to go back in. They had to go small. And so, but again, it highlights to me, like, I'm not disagreeing with the point that he looked overwhelmed. It's his first game in the NBA. But you got to be in a position where you get him on the floor and get him some minutes and let him develop and all that kind of stuff. And so let's take a quick break. Take a quick pause.
Not even talking.
Swag's yelling at me to go. We got to go. We're going to take a quick break, okay? Quick breather.
I think the brand man wants to host the show now.
The brand man wants to break in here. You want to get on some of this FBI action? Was Dusty in? Is he a face card? Is he a fish? Was Dusty a fish?
Did he snitch?
Are we going to find this out?
Maybe he was the informant.
Was he the informant? I mean, we all know about his past drug use. Maybe that's how he got in cahoots with the FBI. And now
you're just going to get fired.
What is happening right now? Let's get to the other tentacles of this story. We'll reset it coming up top of the hour. Back after this, 105.1 FM, The Fan. All right, welcome back in. 8:50 on your Thursday morning. Hey, good morning, everybody. Lots to get to in the final hour. Everybody's feeling cheery today.
Are we doing our big picks?
I think we're going to move on from our big pack picks today.
You don't want to do is Oregon State. Oh, actually, they're on a bye. Oregon cover the number.
34.5, 35.5.
Grateful
big
Dead.
Lad. Big lad. No, we'll tomorrow's going to be a jam-packed football show. You know, I'm sure there'll be some leftovers from this or things that come out later in the afternoon.
Well, the Blazers play tomorrow, too.
And the Blazers play tomorrow, too.
But it is a football Friday.
I'll reset things for anybody getting in your car and you're just waking up. Good morning. It's been a whirlwind of a day. Not very often do we do an entire show on one topic. You know, those times are very few and far between today.
We don't like to do it.
No. Today's just one of those shows, man. Chauncey Billups got arrested by the FBI this morning because he was illegally gambling with the mafia.
Well, we think.
Allegedly.
Here's the situation.
He'll be in a federal courthouse this afternoon in Portland, the day after their opening night game, in which everybody was feeling pretty optimistic and positive. The next follow-up that I have, as we kind of discuss the on-the-court stuff...
His coaching future?
It's over!
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's done. He's not going to coach in the NBA again. There's no chance that happens. And it did feel like a perfect time for the only Chauncey drop that we have to be...
You're a loser.
Thank you. This is the next follow-up that I have on all of this and how it's going to play out is the idea that Tom Dundon's going to own the team in what, T-minus 4 months, 3 months, 5 months, whenever that's going to happen. Like, we don't know exactly when it will be approved, but
if you're reading body language, I would assume most people would just answer he is.
He's the owner now.
And
yes.
They're just waiting for their Board of Governors thing to do the approval. But yeah,
the lawsuit has been dropped. The money is all there. Yeah. The owners will approve it. He will own the team officially in a matter of however many months. And the speculation was maybe it'd be around the trade deadline. Of just what this means for everybody else involved in the organization and anybody associated with Chauncey Billups. Now, none of them, I should again reiterate, none of them are implicated in any of this. Chauncey Billups is the only one that has been arrested today. This is not a widespread sting operation against the entire Portland Trailblazer organization. But
I think it blindsided everybody in the organization.
Because they haven't responded to it yet. They had no clue that this was coming. Of just what it means for everybody else. Dundon, we already knew, was the kind of guy who liked to take over and put his stamp on things. Mm-hmm. He famously, or infamously, depending on how you feel about it, came in and fired a bunch of people for the Carolina Hurricanes. Now they've won, and so everybody at first was like, man, you're firing these people. What? And now all of a sudden they've gone to the playoffs however many years in a row and we're in the conference finals, and so people feel great about it. But he's been known as a guy that will put his own stamp on it, and that's a big question looming in my head of, what does this mean for Joe Cronin? What does this mean for the rest of the coaching staff? Is this the perfect opportunity for Dundon to come in and say, you know what? Everybody that was associated with that, whether it's fair or not, you got some stank on your name and we're cleaning house.
So I think there's a couple things there. The first I'd say... because I think a lot of people have come to really like the moves he's made. And I think there's also a fair balance of questioning some of the other ones, right? Like, but I think ultimately what hinges with Cronin is, what is the result? Is this going to crater and it's poor performances all around? I won't be shocked if Dundon comes in and says, thanks, but I'm going to do my thing. Now, if you are a feisty team that's making Ann Edwards say, that's a really good team over there, that's not an easy win anymore.
And those DNA traits stay even with the departure of Chauncey.
And you've signed Tamani, who looked good last night, and you signed Shaedon Sharpe, and he has a good season. Like, all of those things are true. I think Joe's hanging. Joe's great he's great with people. He's got a good personality. He's even tempered. Like, he's not, hey, it's me guy. Like, they had a little docuseries on them through the draft process, and who talked? It wasn't even Joe Cronin. It was Schmitz. So it's like, that guy is willing, I think, to be the ultimate team guy of, I'm technically the guy in charge, but this is a collaboration. And I love that approach, but I think it all hinges on how they perform. If they perform well and live up to what the buzz has been about them,
I think he comes in and they look for a coach. I really hope it's not the interim guy is made the permanent guy. Like, open the thing up. That's the thing.
Would you give Mike Malone a call right now? Because this is unique. It's one game into the season. It's not like you're 57 games in and you just started your year. I mean, the regular season doesn't end until April.
Here's the thing, man. Like, their two biggest hires have not been opened up.
No.
Now, you can say, they did open up the coaching. Dude, Neil hired his guy.
He hired his buddy.
And then they leaked a little thing. We liked Becky Hammon. It's like, okay. Joe was the interim, and they didn't even interview for it. They just kind of gave it to him. So I hope that this one, they would take a little more serious and say, what's our team? Okay, let's see what that involves and how it develops.
How attractive to that point is the job now, too, because of the roster that you built?
If they play the way we think they can play and they stay healthy, dude, that's a great job.
Yeah.
And I'm not beholden to needing Malone. I know that's the popular thing right now, and I wouldn't be mad at Mike Malone. He's just won a ring. He's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a OKC Daigneault out there? Is there a guy that, like, we don't know his name, but he's really well-respected and he's on the come-up and he knows how to, like, continue to develop talent? Open it up. I'm kind of putting my vote in on that now. Like, maybe you go Malone because you want to settle the waters and have that veteran coach presence. He also is known as being a red ass. So the minute they lose four games in a row, is he going to start getting a little, you know, short with guys? I don't know. So I'm open to all of it, really, but I think I vote for, like, let the season play out. Let's see what this team is and
with
how they
whoever
respond.
The interim guy is, and likely we
and
know who that
it
is.
Up, but dude, let's open the thing up. I don't feel like we've really done that.
Agree with you there. How do you want Portland to handle this next coaching search, which will be announced at any moment, I'm sure. The Blazers still have not said anything. The fan text line, interact with us, is 503-864-6326. We're also live on YouTube, and the YouTube chat is there's a lot going on there today. We'll just say that. There's a lot going on the YouTube chat this morning. By the way, if you're liking or if you're watching the video, like it while you're there. Give it a thumbs up, man. Have you hit that subscribe button yet?
It's all you got to do. Like live commercials.
It's just a free little click. That's all you do. Huh? What does Pate say? Keeps the show free, technically? Yeah, what do you think?
Well, let me ask
so
you
go subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet.
I know you want to get to the second hour. You can maybe noodle on it. Like, where are you at on it?
I got an answer for you. Okay. And I want to know how Swag feels. I want to know how the listeners feel. Where should they go from here? Is this a blessing in disguise? I think that's existing in the back of my mind for the organization right now. Because we just didn't know what he was as a head coach and how it was going to play out long term. And they just gave him a long contract extension, which they're going to be able to get out of.
Is it long?
Well, I mean, 3 years. No, I mean, not anymore. He's out of a job in a couple hours. Let's get to the final hour of the show. We'll reset things. If you're just getting your car, big news. Chauncey Billups got arrested. Next, 105.1 FM The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.